This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is all part of what the globalists call the managed decline of the West, but really it's a managed decline of the entire world.
Woke is supposed to advance equity in Europe. The definition of equity comes from the public administration literature. It was written by a man named George Frederickson. And the definition is an administered political economy in which shares are adjusted so that citizens are made equal. They're going to administer an economy to make shares equal. The only difference between equity and socialism is the type of property that they redistribute, the type of shares. They're going to redistribute social and cultural capital in addition to economic and material capital.
Well, behaviors are going to have to change, and this is one thing we're asking companies. You have to force behaviors, and at BlackRock, we are forcing behaviors.
And so this is my thesis. When we say, what is woke? Woke is Maoism with American characteristics, if I might borrow from Mao himself, who said that his philosophy was Marxism-Leninism with Chinese characteristics, which means woke is Marxism.
Henry Kissinger contributed to a book with the head of the Kissinger Group, Rothkopf, now about 15 years ago, called Superclass. They say it's about 3,000 people worldwide that are the main manager class that run it all. This is a totalitarian, transhumanist death cult.
The biggest question, in maybe in economics and politics of the coming decades, will be what to do with all these useless people.
It is an extension of the North American man-boy love association who think that grown men should be able to have sex with your little boys. That's what's going on here.
These big companies have no right to tell us what to do, and I think we as legislators need to think about it, who we're representing, because these agencies do not represent with the people. They represent big special interest group. People rotate between them. They get a job and lobbying and careers and all of these different companies, and they're promulgating these rules to benefit large special interest groups. And now they are becoming so powerful that everyone is afraid to challenge them. So our branch has to get our act together and start doing our job and not be afraid of administrative state, not be afraid of large corporation and big money that coming from all directions. But we actually remember that this republic is set up in being the greatest republic in the history of the world for all the reasons. There is no difference between the people, because the people have the most power and freedoms. And if we take these freedoms away from we the people, we are going to unfortunately abandon and betray all the people who died for our freedoms. I yield back.
The reason humanity is in so much trouble is because we will not admit to ourselves that true evil exists. And when methodologies of total evil and corruption are being carried out against us, we will not come to grips with the fact that we are truly facing absolute, pure, total corruption.
The FBI interfered in the 2016 election. And then when they failed to get their candidate elected, Hillary Clinton, then they just set out to destroy the Trump administration. So then go up to 2020. It was the CIA this time that got involved in the 2020 election with those 51 former intel agents who talked about the Hunter Biden laptop as total Russian disinformation. Mm-hmm. So they've gotten away with it for two elections. They're for sure going to get away with it, try to get away with it in 24, right? Because there's no consequence. The difference is in 2024, the evidence is there. We now have the Durham investigation. We have all the congressional investigations. There is now hard evidence that there was election interference by the U.S. intelligence agencies and the Department of Justice. They've got to be terrified. Those individuals have to be terrified that a Republican president comes in the 2024 election with a Republican attorney general, investigates them, and charges them all with the crimes they've committed over the last 8 years.
Then you study the Bible and history and our enemies, and they are a consortium of people following what can only be called satanic principles.
Hey, do you guys support the satanic pride propaganda?
Yeah, both.
You support it?
Satan and Pride.
You support Satan?
Mm-hmm.
What's God going to think of that?
I don't believe in God. Said that.
You guys are satanic.
True.
See, open satanic. Open Satanist, guys. That's what we're up against. It's open Satanist, like her.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
All right, so here's the deal. If you're not totally in, totally bought in on the radical left ideology and culture, then they put you on a terror watch list. It's funny that all these leftists out there, they think they're anti-establishment. No, you are literally the foot soldiers for the establishment. You are the equivalent of the Nazi youth brigade, the brown shirts. That's you guys. It's amazing you haven't figured that out yet. Or have they? And they've just embraced the role as the bad guys. And so now, the federal government's pyramid of far-right radicalization, which is ironic enough, actually at the top of it is socialism. So since when is socialism a right-wing idea? I thought that was a left-wing idea with all the Nazi symbolism and all the social socialism symbols there. So it's funny, at the top of the far right period is a pyramid is actually far leftism, far left policies like socialism. So that's ironic. But they have the InfoWars logo right on there, as well as Breitbart and PragerU and others. Oh my gosh. Yeah, you're the anti-establishment. You literally do the bidding of the federal government that has declared war on. How many nations, or didn't declare war on how many nations, or ran how many coups in foreign nations? You don't even know. And they get 80 grants and $40 million taxpayer dollars to target conservatives, target right-wingers. But who is it really? It really is now the anti-establishment. Coined right here by InfoWars. Conservatism is counterculture. Well, that's why they're coming after all the conservatives now. But the culture wars are truly on. Iowa governor signs bills restricting sex books teaching gender identity and sexual orientation in elementary schools. It's sad that you even have to do that, but you've seen the literature, you've seen the propaganda aimed at children that they're bringing into the classrooms now, so you do have to do that. Governor Kristi Noem calls for College Board to prohibit drag shows and remove references to preferred pronouns. Well, you know, calling for the College Board to do that doesn't do much. I doubt they will. I think the Iowa governor's move is the right one. Ban it. I would say just ban it, everything from high school down. Maybe don't even mess with the colleges. Ban it, everything high school down. Unless the whole pronoun thing, I mean, that's a whole other issue. They're just rewriting language. So, I mean, I guess if you want that in your higher education, good luck. Higher education is now lower indoctrination. Woke Twilight actress with non-binary child gets blasted after calling Target boycotters terrorists and whining over store removing LGBT products. And, you know, it's actually sad because you have this infighting inside the Republican Party, which I've expressed before. Don't get too concerned about it. This is probably going to be a healthy process, all things considered, once we get to 2024. But you're sitting here watching this conservative infighting, Republican infighting, Trump, DeSantis. Is it good that people go into Target and film or smash up pride signs? And it's just funny to me. It's just funny to me that we'd rather sit here and scratch and claw at ourselves instead of dealing with the real issues, like the fact that they're targeting your children for sex, like the fact that the Democrats run massive ballot harvesting initiatives that allow them to win the major states and win presidential elections. That's what our focus should be. But how ironic is it? They say conservatives that boycott Target are terrorists. How many... Look, this thing went totally viral over the weekend. The sarcasm of showing all the clips of Target getting burned to the ground and looted and everything else during the BLM George Floyd Antifa riots of 2020, the summer of 2020, the summer of rage. 175 Target stores shut down. That's literal terrorism. That is literally left-wing terrorism, literally the definition of leftist terrorism. And that's what they did. You boycotted a Target, they call that terrorism. You burn down and loot a Target, they call that a peaceful protest. Maybe that's a little too extended. Why don't we narrow the purview? Utah Target evacuated after it received a bomb threat for turning its back on the LGBT community. Oh, is that conservative terrorism again? No, that's leftist terrorism again. A Target in Layton, Utah was evacuated after bomb threats were made against the store and several others in Utah and Ohio, two local news stations. So a radical left-winger, the real terrorists. Police said the threats were made from a, quote, bonus email address. A local Ohio newspaper also received an email threatening five stores, claiming we will continue to bomb your targets until you stop cowering. Who are the real terrorists? Threatening to bomb targets? Actually did with their violence shut down 175 targets? Oh, yeah, those were liberal Democrat progressives. That's who they were. Those are the real ones. Every single time. But yeah, you step foot on the wrong blade of grass on the wrong day in the wrong town, you might go to jail for 18 years. Climate activists arrested on federal conspiracy charges for damaging Degas display at D.C. Museum. So chalk that one up to another far-left terrorist desecrating venerable objects, destroying historical archives, destroying acts or rather works of art, timeless works of art across the entire planet, not just here in the U.S. That's the left. They also like to superglue themselves to highways. Yes. I think we should leave them there when they do it. And I think we should leave them as part of the display, too. That would be my new tactic. Because, you know, when you're dealing with children, when you're dealing with immature individuals, children, you know, you got to find creative ways to discipline them to get them to learn, right? Sometimes the standard protocols or the normal approaches towards discipline don't work with all children. So you have to find new approaches. And that's what we're going to have to do with these climate activists that keep destroying property and art and glue themselves to the streets. We're going to have to change the way we discipline them. No longer arresting them and throwing them in jail for a night or whatever is good enough. No, what needs to be done now, the new disciplinary action to work with these immature children, climate terrorists, is you need to make them a permanent part of the exhibit. That's what you should do. So when they superglue themselves to the streets or the city sidewalks or wherever, just take a couple cones out there, put the cones around them and say, okay, you get your protest now. Good luck. We'll see how that goes. We'll see how long they like being super glued to the streets before they rip their own skin off. And we'll see how much the other members of society enjoy having a lunatic that super glued himself to the street be sitting there crying about climate change.
Let's see how that works. My guess is that will deter that type of activity. Same thing when they destroy the art exhibits here. I wouldn't detain them. I wouldn't remove them. I would make them a permanent part of the exhibit. I would seriously handcuff them to the exhibit. Now, there actually might be a way to do this, depending on local jurisdictions and what their laws are, let's say. You might be able to detain people in public for, quote-unquote, 24 hours, detain them in public if you give them a threat. So I'm serious. If they superglue themselves to a work of art or a display, let them sit there for 24 hours. Let's let the world see. This is now part of the art exhibit. A deranged climate terrorist that wanted to destroy this and ruin your day. Now part of the exhibit. Here's, speaking of an exhibit, revealed. Disgraced former Biden official Sam Brinton, yes, that Sam Brinton, was member of a drag nun group that is now promoted by the L.A. Dodgers. So the kleptomaniac who likes to wear other people's skin but can't, so he wears their clothing after he steals it. He was also a drag nun. He's into puppy kink play. He was, you know, Biden's official with the Nuclear Waste Department.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Some of the political news here. This is a growing phenomenon. It also ties into the whole BRICS success story. China rejecting contact with U.S. military, according to the Pentagon. So is this because China's recent relations with Russia? Is this because China is so sick and tired of the Biden administration? Is something else going on? Is it a combination of that and other things? It's pretty significant, though, considering the current geopolitical strife going on. And they don't want to make a big deal of this because it's embarrassing, folks. This is an embarrassment to the Biden administration that China won't even pick up their phone calls. So just add it to the list of countries that won't pick up Biden's phone calls. Nobody respects this administration. Everybody knows they're a bunch of crooks and liars. So the debt ceiling has been a major topic. It looks like McCarthy took the L here. Debt ceiling deal. What's in? What's out of the agreement to avert U.S. default? Well, we really don't know everything yet. Here are some of the reported details of the debt limit agreement between Biden and McCarthy. Rand Paul doesn't like it. This deal is insanity. Conservatives blast McCarthy's debt ceiling deal with Biden. House lawmakers furious over deal raising debt ceiling by $4 trillion with no cap on spending for two more years, maintaining Democrats' wish list, and keeping in place the IRS expansion by 98%. Fake conservatives agree to fake spending cuts, mocks Senator Rand Paul. Conservative House Republicans are sounding the alarm over Speaker Kevin McCarthy's debt ceiling deal with the Biden regime, which was just announced last night. Yet, McCarthy has been taking victory laps since the deal was announced, calling it a step in the right direction, in part because it doesn't raise taxes. Well, it should have cut taxes. Property taxes should be illegal. It's theft. So McCarthy took the L. He's going to try to take the W, pretend like he took the W. He took the L. Bad news for Americans. 98% of 87,000 new IRS agents are here to stay after McCarthy caves into Democrats. So they're going to be the ones coming to your front door with guns saying you didn't pay the government enough money. You didn't pay the mafia. You didn't give the mafia their cut. So now they're coming to your front door. And it's going to be people that get paid on Cash App and Venmo. It's going to be people that make money in tips, waitresses, bartenders. They're going to be coming for you first. They're going to be coming for content creators on the internet that they know make a lot of money but don't file for taxes. And, of course, they're going to be coming after Christians and Catholics and conservatives as well. This is a new weapon of the Biden administration, a new weapon of the American authoritarian left to come after its political opposition. So we'll see what happens with that story as it develops this week. But yes, I would guess that McCarthy took a big fat L on this deal, and he can take as many victory laps as he wants. I don't think it's going to work. Now, what's going on in Texas is a concern. Ken Paxton, one of the great attorney generals in this country, is under attack from the swamp, from the left, and sadly, the right here in Texas. The Republican Party has turned their back on him, the Texas voters. It's a sad state of affairs. Texas lawmakers issued 20 articles of impeachment against State Attorney General Ken Paxton. Now, there's a bunch of stuff on this. Here is one individual involved in that process breaking it down in clip 11.
It was filled with falsehoods and misrepresentations, and they have never reached out to our office to determine whether anything that was contained in that testimony yesterday was remotely true. The process here has been completely lacking. They deserve to hear, the people deserve to hear, from this office in the context of this investigation. Furthermore, this is an illegal investigation. Any discussion of impeachment is completely foreclosed by Texas law. Texas Government Code 665.081 says clearly that any proposed impeachment can only be about conduct since the most recent election. The voters have spoken. They want Ken Paxton. The voters want Ken Paxton. And this committee, by investigating him, by not allowing us to be heard here today, by never reaching out to us at any time during this investigative process, is trying to thwart the will of the voters. We deserve to be heard here today. They should let me register to testify as a resource witness. They should have asked our office about any of the facts that they heard yesterday, which, by the way, have been reported for years. For years. The 2022 election, the primary, and the general was run on these issues, these allegations. The voters have spoken. They want Ken Paxton as their attorney general. This committee should hear from us today.
Do you think the committee is having these proceedings?
This room is being used for committee hearing, and we're not able to be taking anything. So if we all want to continue, you're welcome to move out. But right now, the room is being used for a formal meeting.
Yeah, get out of the room. They always hate it when the truth gets spoken. Trump calls out Governor Abbott for being missing in action on Rhino impeachment of Attorney General Ken Paxton. And it just shows how out of touch the Republican Party is, that they're not supporting Ken Paxton with as much might as possible. Trump gets it. Abbott, not so much. It's really a shame. And Ken Paxton is continuing to get stuff done, even though they've now suspended him. The health and safety of the people of Texas will always be my number one priority. Pharmaceutical companies are being held responsible for the damage caused by the opioid epidemic. Walgreens will help prevent this tragic epidemic from taking more lives in the future, and it will also provide treatment for those still struggling, said Ken Paxton after he secured a $340 million for Texas in the opioid settlement against Walgreens. Oh, he's taking down Big Pharma? I guess now we know why they got to take him out and all the Republicans in on it too, because they probably get big pharmaceutical money. Now, Paxton issued this statement in response to the illegal impeachment. The ugly spectacle in the Texas House today confirmed the outrageous impeachment plot against me was never meant to be fair or just. It was a politically motivated sham from the beginning. My office made every effort to present evidence, testimony, and irrefutable facts that would have disproven the countless false statements and outright lies advanced by Speaker Dade Phelan, the one that's drunk at the podium, allegedly. And the Murr-Johnson panel he appointed. Unfortunately, they refused to consider anything that would interfere with their desired result. They disregarded the law, ignored the facts, and demonstrated contempt for Texas voters. Texas voters know that Speaker Phelan and the corrupt politicians he controls are more focused on political retribution against conservatives than the welfare of the people. Instead of passing critical legislation that would strengthen our border, protect our elections, or stop the Chinese Communist Party from buying up Texas land, they chose to spend the final days of the legislative session smearing me. Phelan's coalition of Democrats and liberal Republicans is now in lockstep with the Biden administration, the abortion industry, anti-gun zealots, and woke corporations to sabotage my work as Attorney General, including our ongoing litigation to stop illegal immigration, uphold the rule of law, and protect the constitutional rights of every Texan. But the people of Texas know that I have always had their back, and in return, they have always had mine. What we witness today is not just about me. It's about the corrupt establishment's eagerness to overpower the millions of Texas voters who already made their voices heard when they overwhelmingly reelected me. I am beyond grateful to have the support of millions of Texans who recognize that what we just witnessed is illegal, unethical, and profoundly unjust. I look forward to a quick resolution in the Texas Senate. Well, I have full confidence the process will be fair and just. So, this is what the radical left does, folks. Throughout human history, when they get controls over all the levers of power, they use them to their fullest extent against their political opposition. And the latest example is what they're doing to the great Attorney General, Ken Paxton.
InfoWars is known for being tomorrow's news today. InfoWars is known for having 98% accuracy on average. InfoWars is known as being a game changer, and our products are not any different. two amazing products that I really want you to try if you've never tried them, or if you've been a regular buyer of them, they've been sold out for a long time, they're back in stock. I want to remind you, we're now back in stock, are the Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth. I don't have time in 60 seconds to tell you about all the ingredients, but believe me, you want to go research. You want to go check out Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth, back in stock, but they're selling out quick. And despite the fact they're selling out, they're both discounted. In fact, Real Red Pill Plus is 40% off right now, but in a week or so, it's going to go back to full price because it's about to sell out. This is your chance to experience Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Thank you for your support.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Powered by the great products at InfoWarsStore.com, where your support keeps us on the air. Powered specifically by TurboForce Plus at InfoWarsStore.com. And let me tell you, if you haven't heard about TurboForce Plus, 10 hours of clean energy in one small container. from InfoWarsStore.com. One scoop gives you 10 hours of clean energy with great flavor, by the way, got to tell you, and more advanced formula for optimum focus and energy now available at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off. When it comes to retaining and regaining energy, convenience is key. Sure, coffee, candy, and other highly sugar-filled products can give you a short boost, but the crash is always the downside. That's why our team of scientists work with the InfoWars crew to create a powerhouse mixable energy formula. And with the addition of Alpa GPC to our original and popular TurboForce, we are taking TurboForce Plus to the next level. This advanced formula can help support increased focus and energy with a sustained energy blend that contains amino acid for sustained energy metabolism and an herbal energy blend with very high levels of polyphenols and xanthine alkaloids for peak energy. TurboForce Plus is a force to be reckoned with. And I can get into all the different ingredients in there. Vitamin C, thiamine, niacin, vitamin B6, L-taurine, beta-alanine, and so much more. I mean, the list here is just crazy. L-theanine, green tea leaf extract, guarana seed extract, yerba mate leaf extract, and so much more goes into the TurboForce Plus formula. 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Folks, there's a reason why we open up the phone lines and so many people call in ranting and raving about how much they love TurboForce, specifically truck drivers, pilots. They love the stuff, and so do I. TurboForce Plus, 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com. Get it while supplies last. All right, I've got another stack of news I'm going to get to here. Harrison Smith will be hosting InfoWars Sunday Night Live tonight. He plans on taking calls. So I'm going to loosen up the phone lines for him, and we'll go ahead and open them up now. 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539, and don't worry if you don't get in with me, Harrison, we'll have plenty of time to get your call as well. Quick programming note, we will be live tomorrow, the Alex Jones Show will be live tomorrow with Alex Jones and yours truly, so be tuned in for that. The other shows will be airing some other special reports. But the Alex Jones Show will be live on Memorial Day if you want to spend our Memorial Day with us. We will be live with Alex Jones. But phone lines open now, 877-789-2539. In the meantime, let's hit the rest of this news. Microsoft boss reveals his biggest AI fear in stark warning over dangerous tech. And so this is kind of a story that hasn't really been big. It's starting to kind of pick up, and I've constantly stressed it's something we're not talking about enough, especially now that the FDA has approved Neuralink. That now it really gets dangerous. I mean, one thing you worry about AI maybe taking over our digital grid, maybe you can just shut it off somehow. It gets into our biology somehow with this Neuralink crap. We got a whole other issue, folks. And it's funny because people are starting to realize that what the elites are doing to maintain their youth. And if you want to know where they get these ingredients, well, that's one question. But we know, because some of them tell you, this tech mogul takes his son's blood in order to stay young and healthy. Brian Johnson may look like a middle-aged man, but inside his veins pumps the blood of a 17-year-old. And so this is just kind of the introduction surface level of the adrenochrome blood serums that the elite use to stay young. And there's a reason why you see all that representation, that symbology in films. I mean, even in Disney films, films dating back long decades ago. It's a known thing. Using human blood to stay young. And sometimes now they just go on TV and brag about it. They just go on TV and brag about how they use the blood of the youth as skin serums and everything else. Yeah, one example might be the Dark Crystal. But it's one thing, as twisted as it might be, for a man to use his child's blood to stay young. We're talking about kidnapped children. We're talking about what are they doing at Epstein Island. We're talking about the adrenochrome produced by the youth
like some believe Monsters, Inc. is an analogy for. That is the dark side of this. Meanwhile, in every Democrat city, violent crime is getting worse and worse. One dead after shooting on D.C. Metro, less than a quarter mile from Nationals Park. This trend continues where the Washington Nationals play baseball. Violent crime happens right down the street. Sometimes you can hear gunshots during the games. It's a gun-free zone. Suspect who fatally shoved man onto Minneapolis light rail released without charges. That's good. He'll be right back out on the streets. He'll shove someone else to their death, and it'll all be fine. San Francisco mayor's speech on crime interrupted by activists doing a violent crime. Yeah, they can't even. Can you not do crime while I'm speaking about stopping crime? Please, just one time. No. Seattle struggles to hire more police officers as 9/11 response times increase. Well, gee. Who would want to be a police officer these days? When you know the media hates you, the Democrat Party hates you, the city you're in is probably run by Democrats that hate you, and they put a target on your back for an ambush, for a violent crime to be committed against you, but then if you actually try to do your job and something goes wrong, you're going to jail, you're going to be destroyed the rest of your life. So am I surprised people don't want to be police officers anymore? No. No. Democrats got it all figured out, though. You can see how well it's going in their cities. Like, or California, their states. State Farm will no longer accept new applications for California property insurance due to wildfires, inflation, and historic construction costs. They're just leaving. They're just done. Many brick-and-mortar stores just leaving, just done with California. Can't keep up with the cost to operate there, the taxes. Can't keep up with the amount of theft that goes on. That's what commies do. They shut you down. Another San Francisco retailer closes Old Navy to shut down flagship location after almost 30 years. Shut it down. That should be the real Democrat slogan. Shut it down. That's a nice business you have there. Shut it down. That's a nice city you have there. Shut it down. That's a nice school you have there. Shut it down and let the illegal immigrants take it. Lululemon employees say they were fired for calling 911 on looters ransacking store. And there's a video of this. And the person is filming as it's about three or four young gentlemen, you know, the scholarly type, are robbing this Lululemon for thousands of dollars in merchandise, and so the workers are just filming it. They don't even get confrontational physically. They're just filming it and then call the police, and they get fired. And then Lululemon releases a statement. This is the most batty part of it all. So they get fired. Lululemon issues a statement in response to firing the employees that tried to stop crime, theft, in their store. And Lululemon's statement is, we have policies to keep our stores safe. What? So allowing criminals to run rampant in your store, that's the policy to keep it safe? Let me guess, you probably got a gun-free zone in front of the storefront as well. That's how you keep your employees safe? That's how you keep your customers safe? By saying, we let criminals come in here and steal stuff, and by the way, you can't have a gun to protect yourself? And Lululemon says, this is how we keep our customers and staff safe. Lululemon, they should just give that whole company over to criminals at this point. I mean, come on, that'll be the safe option.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000. Thank you. Iodine is naturally acquired through the soil, which is at the foundation of our entire food supply. Modern farming techniques have stripped the soil of this essential trace element, which has caused an iodine deficiency in about half the population. And there are two things we need to do about it. We need to practice more regenerative farming. There are plenty of proven technologies in permaculture and biodynamics that will naturally keep the soil rich with iodine. And we need to ensure that we get the sufficient amount of iodine every day. Derived from ancient sea salts found thousands of feet below the Earth's surface, our InfoWars Life Survival Shield X3 is hands down the best. Pure nascent iodine, stabilized in an activated tri-iodine form. For a healthy thyroid and a healthy metabolism, get yours now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Okay, look, she's allowed to do anything you want. Kids rule in my house, okay? What's the matter? I don't blame you. I'm bored with me, too.
Boy, a lot to unpack here. A lot to unpack there. Biden at the White House over the weekend. What is the story there? That he just can't stop with the children and that deal? Or that he basically admits that his entire presidency is a sham. He's bored with it, too. He doesn't even want to be there. Joe Biden admits he doesn't even want to be president. Joe Biden admits he doesn't even want to be in the White House. Or is it Joe Biden can't stop going after children that go into the White House? Boy, what is going on at the FBI? Folks... The stuff from Hunter Biden's laptop is basically all public now. Okay. It's disgusting. It's disgusting. You know, and it'd be one thing. Unfortunately, I have to stumble upon this every once in a while. You know, it's one thing when I see the Hunter Biden porn videos with adults, and it's him with adults doing stuff. It's another thing when you see Hunter Biden with what appears to be minors doing God knows what. I'm sure it's all family friendly, though. But it's all out there, and it's just like, okay, well, I guess it's totally normal. But then you see this, and you just scratch your head, and you wonder, oh, is this what the Patriot Front is really all about? Because this is a new Democrat propaganda account. And you say, well, how do you know it's a Democrat propaganda account? Because, folks, these accounts come out of nowhere. They get 100,000 followers overnight, and then they end up on your news feed every day, and you don't even follow them. Alejandra Caraballo is the latest. She shares this story. Patriot Front member pleads guilty to child pornography charges in Utah. Oh, every single time it's conservatives. Every single time it's the people going after the LGBTQ. It's them. They're the ones. This is projection. This is propaganda. And what is the real story with the Patriot Front? Nobody seems to know. Are they feds? Did a fed from the Patriot Front get caught with child pornography? Was this all just a false flag and run this Patriot Front group out there and then claim they're all pedophiles to project onto the right wing what the LGBTQ plus movement has really become? Are we even allowed to ask these questions anymore? Now, boys, men, I've got bad news for you here. We were all concerned. We all saw it. Well, maybe not everybody. Maybe I shouldn't even tell you this. I don't even want to tell you this. But CNN told me this. What to know about body dysmorphia, the condition affecting Megan Fox? Wait, the rumors weren't true. Couldn't be. I can't. All right, let's go to some phone calls here. Let's loosen up the phone lines for Harrison Smith. He's coming in here hosting Sunday Night Live, the host of the American Journal right here at band.video. He's going to be hosting Sunday Night Live, taking your calls, covering other big breaking news stories. So we'll warm up the phone lines for him, and we'll start with Andrew in New York. Andrew, you are on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead. I love it. I just love it. Andrew, thank you for the call. Magic. Caller magic. Let's go to Ann in Pennsylvania. Ann, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Hello. You're doing a great job.
Thank you.
You're doing a great job. So Michelle Bachmann, amazing former congresswoman. So she was laying it out the other day, verbatim, exactly what the WHO plans to do when they take a vote. I believe it's next May, and how convenient the year of the presidential election.
Indeed.
She listed everything, and it's by the way, they basically already have the vote. She explained that too, but there's still hope. She laid out verbatim exactly what they plan to do. Now, we all know that they want full control over our autonomy. They want to be able to force a jab, force masks, force lockdowns, do everything. And, you know, honestly, I've been complaining about Congress, and for some reason, they seem to always get a pass. Why wasn't Marjorie Taylor Greene there? Why wasn't Ted Cruz? These are my favorite people. Okay,
yeah.
Honestly, they're like, and I'm sick to my stomach because this is the last thing I want to say because I don't want to take too much of your time. These people, what they want to do is they want to pass this thing that even they call a treaty. They want to completely erode the United States Constitution. They want to have complete power. We're in America.
Yes. And that was one of the big agendas with the pandemic is to say, oh, when you have a pandemic, it's a global thing. You can't act as a nation state. It's eroding our sovereignty. I'm glad Michelle Bachmann understands it. We need more people to understand that in the media and in Congress. And I'll play excuse maker, if you will, for Marjorie Taylor Greene, Ted Cruz, and the others. There's so many things they're dealing with right now in Congress. I'm not justifying this. If you listen to me, you know I've given them C's. Marjorie Taylor Greene might be the best congresswoman. She gets a C grade. She's average. She's what our average congresswoman, congressman should be like. She'd get an A if she's doing exactly what you're talking about. But they got so many different things they're juggling. They're trying to expose the Biden crime family. They're dealing with the border and all kinds of different things. But so it's a C effort. But I'm glad the issue is being talked about. We at least have till next May, it sounds like, to do something. Thanks for the call. And let's go to Michael in Texas. Michael, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Owen, we have spoken once before. I've been an info warrior since 2008, and I am extremely disappointed at the pandering that you and Alex do with Trump, and I'm glad you mentioned MTG. One of the ramifications of this debt ceiling deal, and you know what? We might as well have left Nancy Pelosi in as Speaker of the House. And by the way, MTG was the first one to break from the Freedom Caucus and endorse this McCarthy character. You might as well have put in, he should change his name to Kevin Romney, for crying out loud. I mean, the guy's a Democrat. I mean, you might as well, right? So here's the biggest ramification. They're killing the student loan moratorium. Owen, this is going to put millions of Americans in default. Think what that's going to do to the economy when millions have that on the credit report, trying to get a home, trying to get a car. Think about that.
So what? So you want the student debt forgiveness?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Because, you know, and I know your feelings on that, but absolutely. If we could send billions of dollars every year to all these different countries around the world.
Okay, now that's a totally different argument. Now, I understand why you connect the two issues, and it's fair enough, but you have to understand, spending all the money overseas does not equate to, let's pay off Americans' debts domestically. Like, I agree. Let's stop all the international spending. You want to sit here and talk to me about government, health care, or any of this crap, don't say a damn word to me until you stop foreign spending. I completely agree with that. But just stopping foreign aid doesn't mean we start enacting communist policies domestically.
Well, let me draw the hypocrisy. Because I guess nobody had a problem with that PPP forgiveness. MTG, I've seen reports up to $184,000 in 100% forgiveness. And she goes out and buys a $600,000 plus apartment in Washington District of Criminals. I've seen reports where Matt Gaetz got up to $500,000 forgiven. But John Smith, who's making $18 an hour, who tried to better himself, but between the government and the corporations screwing his career, so he can't get $10,000 forgiven. He's going to go into default. So if he's a renter and he needs to rent a new home and he's denied, he winds up in a long-term hotel, which are disgusting, or he sits in his car. Oh, it's the same equivalent. It's the same hypocrisy. And we've got all the money in the world, as you mentioned earlier, about the illegals getting hotels and our armed service men and women getting kicked out. It's the same hypocrisy, my friend. And that's the problem I have. They can do for themselves, and nobody bats an eye, but boy, do something for Johnny and Jane American, and we spit on it. It makes no sense to me. And another thing about MTG, again, I don't like the fact that she goes on with Alex Jones last week or 2 weeks ago, whatever it was, and she talked about this impeachment thing. She and Alex doesn't explain the process that it'll die in the Senate. You'll never get 67
senators. All right, Michael. Well, this is why we open up the lines. We want to hear from everybody. Fair points made. That's it for me tonight on the Alex Jones Show. Harrison Smith taking over, but stay on that line. He'll take your call.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.